Thursday. We made it. Just one more day this week. Jealous of Margo, who has off Monday. But I'm not jealous she has to work Saturday. I shut it down for the weekend. You won't catch me. That's for sure. Anyway, let's get through this Thursday together. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Nice and cool in here in the studio. I put the air conditioner on when I come in. Sometimes I come in here. Today, I looked at the thermostat. Not that you care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It was 81 degrees in the studio when I came in. That is way too hot. Way too hot for an indoor space. I try to get it down to about 65 or so. That works for me. Anyhow, now you know how I operate. 866-391-1020, NASCO Roofing, instant access, all our shows. Just a click away, email us, instantaccesskdkradio.com. Lisa Loro this hour in her requisite Thursday spot toward the backside of the 2 o'clock hour. 3 o'clock, here we go, 2 days in a row. I got to tell you something about irresponsibility. We talk about it a decent deal, but what's the fix? I'll explain coming up at 3 o'clock. And a wild scene for the drive at 5. Somebody got duped, and I still don't know how. But let's start with a little softer news. So Saturday, just before bedtime, this coming Saturday, will be one of my son's favorite times. And let me let you in on this. He loves to work. I don't know why, but it's kind of good for me because I can pass off a lot of things to him. Like, he loves to unload the dishwasher. He loves to take out the trash. He loves those mundane, menial tasks that you have to do around the house to keep the house a-going. He does. And so it's splendid for a family of four because he loves to undertake them. Saturday, just before bedtime, will be one of his favorite times. You know why? The clocks that don't change themselves, he will spend time going around the house and pushing back an hour. And man, that helps me. You know why? Because I don't even know how to work the microwave clock. I screw that all up. Same with the other ones. But let's talk about this for a moment. Not trying to hire my son to come to your house and do all those menial tasks, those ridiculous tasks, but this, that extra hour of sleep. You know why? I read this report today that only 12% of U.S. adults favor the current system of daylight saving, singular, daylight saving time. Did you get that? Only 12% of U.S. adults favor the current system of daylight saving time. 47% are opposed, and 40% are neutral. I fall in the neutral category. Although, I do hate it. Well, I don't use the word hate that much. I dislike it strongly. Like last night, I was driving home, and it was already getting dark. Monday, it will be dark when I drive home. Now, there have been calls for the U.S. to stop making the twice-yearly changes, including this legislation that stalled after the Senate passed it in 2022. You remember that? And then it just kind of went away. Among those urging that the country stick to one time for the entire year, American Medical Association, American Academy of Sleep Medicine, and Donald Trump. Trump's the strongest of all of this. He could unilaterally just push it into practice and say, from this day forward, everybody's clocks stay. I'm serious. He might. But anyway, although about half of U.S. adults oppose this, including 27% who are strongly opposed, many kind of don't care one way or the other. That's particularly true of adults under 30. 51% saying they neither favor nor oppose the practice. They're just going to get going whatever time they get going. Those over 30 are much more likely to be opposed to it, with about half saying they dislike the twice-a-year switching of the clocks. So at 866-391-1020, I get the pros and cons. And when you really dig into it, we had this expert on yesterday. She was great. She was a doctor from AHN. There's truly no overwhelming evidence that daylight or standard time would be better for society. Although there is advice on how to adjust sleep and habits and how you deal with that. Stanford just came out, and anything Stanford does, you have to pay attention to, even this weekend when they play Pitt. But anything Stanford does, you have to pay attention to. And they found, at least when it comes to humans in our internal clock, circadian rhythm, much like that woman from AHN said yesterday, having a single time would be better for our health, our sleep, our existence, all of it. Now, I am not married to one side or the other, okay? I'm not crazy in so much as that I have to have it one way or the other. I'm going to get up at 4 in the morning, no matter when 4 in the morning is. I'm going to go to bed, about 9:30, whenever 9:30 is. Some will say that the 12% of the U.S. adults who favor the current system of daylight saving time are our lunatic fringe. And I kind of wouldn't disagree with you. They might have a couple screws loose. And it's antiquated as to why we started this whole practice anyway. It just is. Now, I can understand if you want to tell me all about kids waiting for the school bus in the dark and things like that, and getting going in the morning would be a little bit more dangerous. Honestly, I'll listen to you. But we've talked about this before, and many people have talked about this before. Just for the sake of being universal, for the sake of it practically making more sense, for it not being so complicated, and maybe, just maybe, for our health, wouldn't it make sense if we didn't have to go over this silly nonsense all the time? I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking about it, and I only think about it 2 days a year, honestly. But when I talked to that expert yesterday from AHN, she did talk about and make a very good case about how it definitely deteriorates our health. And here it comes on Sunday morning. And it screws up our dogs, and it screws up little kids, and all that kind of stuff. So I ask you, and again, just a nice, fun conversation to get going, but maybe it's a serious one before we talk to Lisa Lauro at the bottom of this hour. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Are you compelled to feel strongly either way? Me? It's easy for me. My son likes switching all those clocks. But I'll tell you, there is an impact. And come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be totally out of whack. I just will. Let's talk next. Your calls, 866-391-1020. Listen for The Drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Oh, we got some breaking news, according to the Post-Gazette. I'm looking at it here. So the fan who fell at PPG Paints Arena during Monday's Penguins-Blues game was not using the staircase when the incident occurred. Again, I'm reading from a Post-Gazette story that just updated 10 minutes ago. According to a statement from the team and the arena manager, the Penguins and Oak View Group, which manages PPG Paints Arena, said in a joint statement that the fan was not using the designated staircase at the time of the incident and the safety barrier remained intact. This is from a statement. So, be sure to check out kdkradio.com for all the updates. You can find everything there. I know Andy Lindberg and everybody will be working on all of that. So, that being said, that is the crux of it. Let me dive into it just a little bit deeper. So there are a lot of people who had speculated, yeah, he was climbing over the seats or something, something of the such. So that is that, and the statement has gone out. Images of the incident showed at least one pane of glass missing from the front of the seats in section 234 where the man fell. Now, the statement also says all safety barriers were constructed in accordance with building and safety codes and have been properly maintained. In response to this isolated incident, we're reviewing all details from the game. You know what that means? That means they're looking at video because there's closed-circuit TV pretty much on everything that you do everywhere you go inside arenas. Guy taken to the hospital, critical condition. I know that much, and there's been no update on his status. So, the Penguins and Oakview Group said their collective thoughts and continued prayers are with this individual who is injured. So that's the update. Not walking up the steps, which means this. He was climbing over seats, either up or down. One of the two. So that's that. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. So the Penguins are going to call it operator error. And if that is the case, it's tough to argue. People will continue to talk about, oh, man, it's too steep. It's too this. I even saw a big story in the Trib, I think it was, today. This venue, and they were quoting, how about this? They were quoting people on Reddit talking about it being too steep. I'll remind you, everybody complains that they want to sit close to the action. That's how you have to build stadiums and arenas if you want to sit close to the action. If you want it at a very shallow pitch, enjoy watching the game from Brookline. That's how it's going to be. You can't have both. All right, back to the clocks. 866-391-1020. I'm neither here nor there. I'm not one of the 12% of U.S. adults who favor the current system. I don't strongly oppose it, but it does get a little, it will get crazy next week, especially like Monday, Tuesday. And here's the other thing. I don't own a dog. I understand if you own a pet, especially a dog, it'll screw you all up like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Really, really bad. Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. I found it a little humorous, one thing you did say about if Trump wanted to come out with an edict just to change it, he would. Well, you know what would happen then, don't you?
Tell me.
Well, you'd have society, split society. One would be living on Trump time, and the other half would be living on, you know, their old time, the old system, you know? And they would carry that through life, you know, for years and years just to prove a point.
Do you think anybody would be living on Tulsa time?
Tulsa time.
Don Williams.
Is that? Oh, man, you beat me to it. I was.
Oh, were you going to guess?
I was. First, I thought of Mel Tillis. He had a song called Send Me Down to Tucson.
Uh-huh.
But Tulsa time, yeah, Don Williams. His best song, I believe, was I Believe in You, Don Williams, that is.
Yeah, I don't think Don Williams wrote all of his stuff, though. Don Williams was one of those guys that country music wrote songs for and handed to him, and he recorded them.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers was like that, too, but I wouldn't argue with anything he did.
Right, living on Tulsa
major,
time. Yes.
Major success. But I'm like you, I'm kind of indifferent, but here's it's worth it to me. Because I like the trade-off of losing an hour of sleep, but then this weekend we gain an hour. So that, to me, is great because I love to sleep.
I like to sleep. I do, but here's the thing. My sleep is so sporadic and so ridiculous that I wake up 100 times a night. I never sleep for more than 90 minutes, it doesn't seem, and it is what it is. That I say I like to sleep, but then the reality is I never get good sleep. I get good enough sleep, but I'm anxious for the next day to get going, and I get up at 4 every morning, so it is what it is.
Well, you want to hear one of my really strange habits?
Are you able to talk about it on the radio?
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't involve sleep. Chains and whips and women, does it?
Not at all. Not
okay,
at all.
Okay.
But you know how you wake up in the middle of the night, like you said, you get up every 90 minutes or so. But isn't it nice to know, like at 2:30 in the morning, you still got like 3 hours to sleep? Well, what I do is I set an alarm for 2:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And this way, every morning I wake up at 2:30 and I know I have 2.5 more hours to sleep.
Huh, that's what time the dentist gets up, too, 2:30. I'll tell you this, though. There is nothing more liberating in the world or that makes you feel good whenever you wake up in the middle of the night. Let me explain this because this happens probably once a week to me. You wake up in the middle of the night and you're not facing the clock. You've got to roll over. And you guess in your head. And let's say, for sake of argument, you wake up at 5. And you think in your mind it's like 4:52. And then you roll over and the clock says like 2:28. That is one of the greatest feelings that a human can have. When you have much more time to sleep than you anticipated before you looked at the clock. It is as good as winning a scratch-off ticket. It just is. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Lisa Loro. In just a little bit, Secure Money Health, we talk to her. As always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK or on that Odyssey app. That's AUDACY AUDACY. You can watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com, click on KDK Radio's live stream. Check out our YouTube page as well. See everything that we're doing in the studio. News bottom of the hour, Lisa Loro in just a bit, right here, KDK. Interesting. So Michael Bartley is dressing up as Larry Richard for Halloween, I guess. Be an interesting combo. All right, every week at about this time on Thursdays, just past 2:30 or so, we welcome in Lisa Loro, Secure Money Health. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm marvelous. Thank you so very much for joining. I really do appreciate it. We'll get right to it because a lot of people get in touch, particularly this time of year, and want to ask you questions. And one of them is this. What are the various enrollment periods for Medicare? There are a ton of acronyms that I see in the emails, and frankly, I don't know anything about them. That's why you come on.
That's right. I hope each week that we do this, we're helping people understand Medicare a little bit better, you know. But those enrollment periods, there are four enrollment periods that have to do with Medicare. I know this is a short show, so I'm going to try to wrap it up quickly. But the first one is the IEP, which stands for Initial Enrollment Period. And that is the seven-month window that kind of wraps around your 65th birthday. It starts 3 months prior to your birth month. It includes your birth month and then goes 3 months after, right? That one is for folks that are turning 65, or if you're younger than 65, those folks that are on disability. The second one is called the general enrollment period, which is the GEP. And that is from January 1st to March 31st every single year. And it's that general enrollment period is for folks that might have forgotten or neglected to sign up for their Part A and B during their initial enrollment period when they turn 65, then they have a special time at the beginning of each year where they can go ahead and enroll in Part A and B. However, if they neglected to do that, they might face a late enrollment penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the annual enrollment period, which is the period in which we are right now, and that is from October 15th to December 7th. That is specifically for folks to make a change with their current plan. So it could be if they have original Medicare and want to move to an Advantage plan, which is also known as Part C. Maybe they have a prescription drug plan and they need to make a change with that. They can make those changes from now until December 7th, and the changes they make become effective for January 1st. And then lastly is what's called the open enrollment period. This goes the same time frame as the general enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st. This is for folks specifically on a Medicare Advantage plan that maybe they feel like they've tried it for a month or two, January, February, and they don't really care for their plan. They want to make a switch. They can do it during that time. Most people are unaware of that open enrollment period that they have. So it's good to clarify this. It's a great question, Colin. Thank you.
Certainly, certainly. Now, you mentioned that span of time between October 15th and December 7th, which we are squarely in right now. What if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you miss this enrollment period and we advertise for it so much and tell people so much, but what if it's December 10th and you go, oh, shoot, I forgot to do all this?
Right. Yeah. So, or maybe you're just like, you're out of town or something, you know, and you're not able to come back or whatever the case may be. If you happen to miss this time here, you do have that open enrollment period between January 1st and March 31st to make a change to your Medicare Advantage plan.
Gotcha. So that works. And I'm sure people can consult you in doing that. How do they get in touch with you, Lisa?
Yeah. So the number to our office is 724-242-6828. We would love to hear from you if you are turning 65, if you're on an Advantage plan. Now's the time to get that all squared away. Or if you need help with your prescription drug plan, we are here to help you.
All right. And you have some events coming up December 9th and December 11th. We're a little more than a month away from those. Those are happening. You can also get your book. Everything is on your website and people can reach out, right?
Yep, that's absolutely correct. You can go to securemoneyhealth.com to check out our events. You can go to MedicareBookOffer.com to get a complimentary copy of my book, The Ultimate Medicare Book.
Awesome. We will talk again next week. I appreciate it as always, Lisa.
You bet. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too. Good stuff from Lisa. A lot of information. Be sure to check out her website, or you can text us, 866-391-1020, with any questions that you may have. We'll have some sort of breaking news. I touched on it a little bit about the fan who fell at the Penguins game the other night. We'll get to that in just a little bit toward the bottom of the hour. 866-391-1020. Early day for my man Jack in Mount Lebanon. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Colin. How's the family?
Wonderful. Great. You got your Medicare stuff all squared away, Jack.
I guess. I don't know.
Good answer. Well, maybe you learned something and gleaned something from what Lisa just said over the past 5 minutes.
Well, I got UPMC for life, and they take care of everything.
Well, good. That's a good way to go about it. As long as you keep paying a bill or somebody does, then, you know, here's the thing. Try not to have to use it. That's the best way. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, well, I could tell them I got in trouble. Well, I didn't get in trouble.
Okay.
But I went to the hospital or doctors, and they says, your insurance. I said, well, I'm an illegal. It's free.
Jack. My goodness.
You know, and they looked at me like I was an idiot.
Yeah, they didn't take too kindly to your joking?
No.
Do you think the President of the United States would have laughed at your joke?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that the governor of the state of Pennsylvania would have laughed at your joke?
No.
Do you think that the mayor of Pittsburgh would have laughed at your joke?
No.
He probably would have welcomed you in and said, don't bother with this guy. Sanctuary City, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's right.
Yes. Anyway, what else you got going on?
Well, you're talking about the time clocks.
Yes, the clocks. The clocks are a-changing. Yes. I think Bob Dylan said something kind of like that.
Well, in my life, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
All the time. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett?
Uh-huh. And Alan Jackson sang it with him as well.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. But I don't go to work or anything.
No, so it's always 5 o'clock. Did you start today at 2 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
So that's your 5 o'clock.
Well, maybe it was a little before 2.
Why is that happening? You told me you don't ever start till 2, really.
Well, I did. And, well, I had to have one for Margot.
Why is this? Because she's not going to be here Monday?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to get that in on Thursday. Makes sense. Second base.
And because she has to work Saturday.
She does. You're not up early enough to hear her on Saturdays, are you?
No.
No, not a chance. You're not going to get up special just to hear her on Saturdays, are you?
I might. If I get up, I don't know if I'll turn the radio on that early.
Why?
I don't know.
When's the last time you've seen 8 o'clock in the morning?
I can't remember.
Nice. 866-391-1020 leaves the line open for you. We do have some breaking news, kinda, about that fan who fell earlier in the week at PPG Paints Arena. There's some updates coming from management over there, and we will get to that in just a little bit. We'll talk about that. And then look at them go 2 days in a row with a bunch of irresponsibility. Must talk about that. You'll find out exactly what I'm talking about at the top of the next hour at 3 o'clock. Again, 866-391-1020. We'll have news as well at the top of the hour. Your calls next, KDK. Slow down, buckaroo. Not going to blame us. Excuse me. Fella tumbled the other night, right? Big story. Game had just begun, not long before he took a tumble. There's no word on his condition. I know when he was taken away, he was in critical condition, taken to a nearby hospital, and people were theorizing what happened. There was even a big story in the Trib today about the steepness and the pitch of seats and how, and they quoted many Reddit users, which I found interesting, but how steep that the concourses are and the steps and all that. And I even talked, too, to a bunch of people who said, I won't go to games. I won't go to, or I won't sit in the top level at PPG Paints Arena. People called 866-391-1020, and you're free to do so now. And we could discuss this for a little bit. So everybody was theorizing what had happened. Some even said, could he have been drunk? You know, anytime that there's something that happens at a sporting event, that's one thing that's immediately theorized. Well, today, the Penguins, along with the group who manages PPG Paints Arena, have come out with a statement. So this fan fell Monday, just a few days ago. And they say he was not using the proper staircase. And that is according to this statement. The Penguins and a group called Oakview Group, which again manages PPG Paints Arena. Pardon me, I'm sorry, I coughed. Anyhow, quoted as saying he was not using the designed staircase at the time of the incident, and the safety barrier remained intact. Now, images after the incident showed at least one pane of glass missing from the seats in front of 234. That's very easy to see. So, is the safety barrier the ringing around it, like the metal part around the glass? That I don't know. The statement goes on to say, all safety barriers were constructed in accordance with building and safety codes and have been properly maintained. In response to this isolated incident, we're reviewing all details from the game. The fan tumbled out of 234 early in that first period, hit a fan in the suite level below, like that loge, those little boxes, like, right? And then dropped to the walkway by the FNB club, rated about section 122. Now, the Penguins in this Oakview group said their collective thoughts and continued prayers are with this guy. I'm sure everybody feels the same way. This is absolutely no doubt trying to distance themselves from culpability here. And if they feel that way, or if they have proof, I'm sure that's going to be one of the first things that you want to do. But again, just theorizing, does that mean the man was stepping over seats? Does that mean he had his foot on the rail? Like, what does that mean? And that's super interesting. For me, the first thing I think of, if someone comes out and says he was not using the designated staircase, that means someone is walking over seats. Don't know that to be fact. Don't know that to be the case. But we've all done it, or many of us have. I shouldn't say we've all done it. Many of us have. Again, if that is what the claim here is, sometimes you don't want everybody to stand up. And if you really look at it from a legal standpoint, they offer you a walkway, a staircase, and then a walkway in between the seats, the one row that you're going to sit in, and then the row in front of you. And that's where you're supposed to walk. If you're going up and down over seats, then from a legal standpoint, they could put their hands up and go, hey, not supposed to be doing that. We offered you an opportunity to walk where you're supposed to walk. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. First of all, I hope the guy's okay. But second of all, the legality of all of this and how that shakes out moving forward. And the interesting graph in the story that is in the Post-Gazette, where the Penguins claim that the safety barrier remained intact, but there are photos that show at least one pane of glass missing, to which I then say, is it the metal part ringing it and the glass is not part of the safety aspect of it? That's just so you can look through the safety mechanism. There's a lot there. There just is. 866-391-1020, top of the hour, a regular old twofer. Here we go, 2 days in a row. I'll tell you all about people's irresponsibility. That's coming up next. News first, KDK.